A fresh budget proposal and some partisan sparks. That's how the special session of the Washington legislature kicked off Friday. Senate Republicans went public with their latest budget offer. House Democrats quickly cried foul. Pat Sullivan is House Majority Leader. He questioned why the offer wasn't made privately before the clock ran out on the regular session.
You know, it's time that we ended this type of game playing and, you know, not relying on this D.C. style of politics. You know, it just really doesn't belong here in Washington State.
Senate Republicans defended their decision to unveil a new budget proposal and hold a hearing on it. John Braun is a lead budget negotiator in the state Senate.
I think it's a very reasonable time to go public with our position to let the public know where we're at.
The new Senate budget abandons a controversial pension merger plan and dips into the state's rainy day fund to pay for last summer's wildfires. Democrats say those are moves in the right direction, but that the budget still falls short on issues like dealing with a teacher shortage. Both sides are still hopeful a final budget compromise can be hammered out in a matter of days.